spinning around, and it's so fucked up, it brings me down. I'm trying to figure out how I could get away, or at least keep myself from going insane. Put my headphones in and I press play. It's a brand new day with the Pussy Fart Gang, with the Pussy Fart Gang, with the Pussy Fart Gang.
I'm recording.
Oh, good.
Chris Cromwell's quiz. Jesus Christ.
Oh.
I'm back on my routine of exercising and eating a half a banana after being on 2 weeks of, like, I need to not move and eat nothing but beans all day constantly. Whereas it's like, I better just hunker
down.
Hey.
That sounds like a good idea still. That still sounds like a good idea. With or without fucking global pandemic. Sitting around and eating beans all day.
Dude. I was like, you need to relax. You're not going to starve to death. You know, it's just that nervous.
That's what people, well, yeah, it's a nervous thing. It's also a boredom thing. It's also a comfort thing. Like, we've talked about our own complicated relationships with food on the show. And if there's one thing that COVID-19 is teaching us, it's that everyone is going to develop a complicated relationship with food after this. So, yes. Leah ate a bowl of mayonnaise for breakfast. So, you know.
Hey, now that I'm on board with.
There was a little tuna in it, but it was mostly mayonnaise from what I gathered. I wish I took a picture. It looked like a dip. It looked like a dip you'd see at a party. It did not have the consistency of tuna. Preston saw it. He FaceTimed us to talk to the kid. We're third grade teachers today. And we were yesterday as well. We now teach third grade. So this is a mom and teacher cast. But Preston saw the bowl and he said it looked like that it had gone through a food processor. That's how it was. It made me, speaking of it now, is making me feel ill.
Well,
I should probably pour whiskey to settle my stomach.
I made something quite similar. And at the time I was eating it, I was like, I need to eat this for fuel. But now that I'm thinking back, I almost wanted to throw up. So I did that in a little jar, right? Made tuna with a bunch of celery because I have a bunch of celery that I'm like, this is going to go bad.
Threw it all in a blender.
Right. So I just blend it up and just
added some almond milk
right in my asshole. Almond milk for healthy fat.
I think I have IBS. I've taken two shits this morning, just straight grains.
Oh, wow.
Right? Isn't that a sign? Like, just straight salad. Like, yes. If you were desperate enough, I think you could go through my shit, strain out the grains. Of course, wash them.
Right.
And make another salad. Right. I swear to God, that's how plentiful the green waste hollow was. I'm back in California where we have three different trash cans. So I'm just like, how do I work a green waste joke in here?
Yeah, that's IBS for sure. That's when your body's not breaking down. Yeah, if salad comes out like salad.
Yeah, I think I have IBS. Well, we'll figure it out in three to never months when I can
go to a
doctor
again.
It's
either IBS or food
again.
Poisoning. But yeah, because like a food poisoning, one of the symptoms.
Could you get food poisoning from just looking at a bowl of mayonnaise? Because it's probably that.
Your eyes, what you saw through your eyes went to your brain and straight to your asshole, like, danger.
Yeah, I think, I didn't know you could visually contract food poisoning, but turns out you can. Guys, we live in a crazy time.
Yeah.
Who knows what's going on?
I have a kerchief around my neck because I was watching the local news, right? Yesterday I watched the local news and they're like, we have questions about COVID-19. And it's the same questions where they're like, do masks really work? Our gloves, should we really be walking around like fucking asshole bank robbers? It's like, yes, do it. And the medical expert, he goes, look, we're still not sure how it's contracted. You know what I mean? He's like trying to explain what everybody knows. We don't know what this
is. It's the same thing over and over again. Over and over and over and over again.
Pretend like you have it And he said, if you can't get a surgical mask, even if you feel okay, he said, a scarf, something. He said, essentially cover the droplets coming out of your mouth. And I was like, oh, fucking barf.
Well, because when they say drop, I wish they said particles. It's, again, guys, language is important. I know you wouldn't know that listening to this fucking podcast, but language is important. Saying droplets makes me think of, like, I'm making, like, a spitball in my mouth. Like a drop, like a raindrop, yes. Like that much of a fluid. Not like they mean particles,
like right?
Little or like, you know, when you like sneeze, that's droplets, right. But it sounds disgusting. Say no, particles.
When he said droplets, I just pictured like Sylvester the cat. You remember from Looney Tunes? Like, you suffer and succotash. I'm like, we're not all walking around with a fucking lisp. Trying to pronounce S words. Like, still put on a fucking mask. But yeah.
You turned into a robot zombie. There we go.
Oh, God.
The coronavirus is in our technology. God
Dude,
willing.
Have you noticed on the local channels, the commercials, have you been watching any of those? Have you noticed how they've all, like, shifted over to market specifically to, like, isolation?
Dude, not only that. A lot of the, like, okay, so everybody's, like, doing, I think people are like, I'm home. Everyone's doing yard work. Everyone's doing construction. I swear to God. I don't know what fucking nightmare of audio this is going to be for you guys, because it's literally, like, there's a fucking, like, leaf blower to the left of me. There's what sounds like some sort of mechanized saw coming from maybe inside this very house. I don't know.
Dude, earlier, can I just say, and thank God it stopped. That's why I have my little face mask kerchief around my neck, because I kept opening my door to go like, what the fuck is happening? It sounded like they were dragging like bags of hammers and nails and screws up and down the stairs. I was like, are they building a hospital in our stairwell? What's happening?
Oh, have I told you about the raccoons?
No.
Oh, good. So Leah has raccoons.
Yeah.
Raccoons. Let's say it different ways. Just edit in the right one.
Yeah, it's raccoons, like legume. Raccoons.
Raccoon. So she's got raccoons, not as like pets, but is in they are roommates, kind of. Like unwanted roommates. They live on the roof, or they don't live on the roof, but they just really like doing wind sprints on the roof. Let's say between like 3 and 6 in the morning. I am not kidding you. It sounds like the first night when I was there alone, when they were still in Arizona, no one warned me of the raccoon situation. So I'm in bed, lights off, quiet. It sounds like a grown man like stomping on the roof.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So I woke up, light was on all night. I'm just like go in the living room, turn the TV on, all the lights. Like, what the fuck is happening? It sounds like a grown man walking. Grown man walking. That classic movie.
I love that. Grown but man then, walking. That was a great film.
Last night. Not last night. Last night I actually slept for the first time in years. It sounded like they were dragging, like, a body. Like, it sounded like a person dragging another person. And Leah and her boyfriend, like, we're all in the, like, we all wake up. And we're like, Jesus Christ. And her boyfriend's like, we need to do this. I don't know what we're going to do, but we need to do something. This is crazy. It's horrifying.
Yeah.
If you did not know that, how I did not know, you would literally be like, this is a invasion. I am about to be murdered.
Right. Well, what can you even do? Because you can't, like, you're not going to go out in the nighttime while they're dragging dead bodies on top of the roof and tell them to stop.
You throw cayenne pepper up there, which seems cruel. But I guess it's like little Raccoon pepper spray.
they're just gonna get stronger. You know what I'm saying? It's like they probably have coronavirus, so
Dude,
they're already.
Are, they're San Clemente fucking Richoons. So they're probably, they love a nice spice level.
Yeah. They probably want to, yeah, they want to, plus, especially if they have COVID-19, they lost their sense of smell and taste. So they're like, thank God.
Yeah.
How are we going to eat this dead human body? We've been dragging this dead human body across the roof for days. I can't fucking taste anything. So I'm going to thank you.
What's the point of even eating it?
So now, thank you. Now I can finally, my sinuses are cleared up.
We just hear the bodies being rolled, like when you just coat a steak in seasonings. They're just rolling it across the roof.
You just hear like a fine like chopping sound. You go up there chopping up lines of cocaine to snort cayenne. They're just like, here we go, just snorting the cayenne. You're like, what's happening?
But then also like, these are some cool coons. Raccoons. Cool raccoons.
Cool raccoons.
Cool raccoons. No, back to commercials. Oh, I was like, what's that thing that is on TV that isn't a show?
You know what I will say?
What's the tiny shows? What are the tiny shows in the middle of the big show?
The best thing about this pandemic, and I will say, is for the past 3 years we've been doing the show, I feel like we're constantly apologizing. I feel like we're sorry that we're not making sentences and we're not making sense and we're not saying words. But now that everyone's lost their mind, everyone's like on our wavelength because nothing makes sense. So they're please talk about... talk about cayenne and raccoons. Fucking whatever. Just something besides. Please don't talk about the
coronavirus. Yeah, we're going to have so many more listeners after this. I mean, I feel like what we're going to have, we're going to experience a huge up. It's like dog adoptions right now. Everybody's adopting dogs. Everybody's going to be listening to this podcast because they're like, oh, wow, these women have really lost their minds. This makes me feel better about my current situation. But then just like, all these people adopting dogs because they're at home all the time. What's going to happen when they go back to their regular selfish lives? Unfortunately, a lot of these dogs are going to probably be taken back to hopefully no kill shelters, but I'm sure plenty are going to be abandoned. Terrible, terrible stuff. We are those dogs. We will be abandoned.
Right.
People will be like, this is good for a fucking end of the world quarantine situation, but oh, I'm not doing this regular.
No. When people listen to us, to make themselves feel better. It's like, people listen to us like people watch My 600-Pound Life. They're like, well, at least I'm not this fucking bad.
Yeah. As I'm eating. Hey, I'm only eating a large pizza to myself, not an extra large pizza. So really, I'm doing okay. No, commercials. Okay. I got a phone call for this. I'm going to see if I can send the audio and put it on the Patreon because it's so funny. So there's lots of commercials right now for like sell your home, work from home, like all the like scams, like all the scammy stuff. I'm seeing a lot more mortgage commercials, like shit like that. I got a phone call and it was one of those like recorded ones, but it was a good one. Like it was a high quality recording. And it was like, people are earning a six figure income working from home. Like all this shit. Dead. Oh, sorry. I just threw up in my mouth a little bit. Don't worry, it was probably just green waste coming up from deep inside me. And then at the end of the fucking thing, the guy's like, so if you want to hear more about this amazing opportunity, press 3. However, if you're okay with where you are in life and you don't feel the need to better yourself, you can press 9 and get removed from our list. Like, very like, hey, man, I'm not going to tell you what to do. You're fine with your shitty fucking life. That's on you, bro. Like, it was so, like, it just took the weird, like, it was clearly a scam, but then took this turn where I'm like, should I feel guilty?
Right.
Should I feel guilty now for not pressing 3?
Like, wait, are you negging me? Is that what's happening? Where you're just like, I mean, I guess if you're just, or you know what, don't, press 9, press 9. Because you're probably happy. With your shitty
You don't
fucking...
like money?
Great.
And no skin off my dick.
Right. I'm not... Look,
My six-figure dick.
It's no foreskin off my six-figure dick. Listen.
But see, there's so... Like, there's already, like, so many of these scans. Hey, an N? What is an N? But half an M. That's what I always say.
Right.
So, really... I said the word right.
You're conserving letters. We're in a time of crisis.
We're in a global pandemic, right. Guys.
Save the other half of that M for later, okay? You don't need the full M right now. You get what the fuck she meant. Listen, Negan knows what she's talking about.
You're going to, here's the thing. In a week, you're going to be like, thank God she fucking saved that other half of the M. Thank God. So you can laugh now. Hey, if you're fine with your shitty life, just wasting all of your letters left and right, that's on you, bro. Hey, I'm not gonna tell you what to do. You're fine being a fucking piece of shit, just throwing M's around like it's not the end of the world. Go for it. Press nine. Get the fuck out of here.
You think we give a shit? No, we don't want you on our team. I don't know if you know who we are. We're Negan and Vendi, and we don't have time for you to be using full pieces of letters, okay?
Oh, Negan and Vendi. That's... If only we didn't already have the moniker of Bitch and Piglet. I mean,
dude, that sounds like sweet. That sounds like Swedish models, right? I'm Negan. This is Negan, and this is Vendi.
Oh wow,
they sound very thin. Yeah. We are. Don't look. It's a pandemic. We can't go outside. Sorry, I just need to finish this mayonnaise.
Right. Hold on. No, cover your eyes too. No, because droplets can get in your eyes. I don't know if you've been watching the news. Droplets are everywhere.
Everywhere. Droplets. Everybody's just suffering succotash over here.
Oh, my God.
Ooh.
That's wild. I haven't got any of those scams, but I watch on the local news, and their commercials. Well, first of all, Dr. Phil, I watched the other day. He's killing it. He's crushing it. He's doing shows from it. He had a show yesterday, and it was Couples in Crisis during quarantine, and it's him and Robin, his wife Robin. I haven't watched Dr. Phil in years.
I love that you know his wife's name.
Yeah, well, I used to watch it all the time when I was a trainer, and I would have the afternoons off, so I would, like, get up and work from, like, 4 a.m. till, like, noon, and then have a break, and then go back for nighttime clients. But I had this middle, break, and I would always watch Dr. Phil. Because he's just, a lot of times he has great points, and I really like him, but he's also a maniac, and the shit he says is, like, too good. But his wife, Robin, so they're at home Skyping. They're on Skype doing the show, and they're Skyping other couples who are also quarantined and in crisis. And it's like this older couple has been married for like 43 years, and they just want to fucking kill each other. And they're like, we don't know what to do. And all the tips are how to fight. And so they're like, okay. So don't, you know, like, don't make it personal. Don't character assassinate. And one of the other tips on there, they were like, you know, make sure you do it in private. Don't be saying shit in front of other people. And everyone got quite like, well, that's kind of taken care of.
Yeah. Well, guess we're okay there.
Yeah, I guess we're just here. So the people, they're just interviewing people that want to kill each other. But during the commercial breaks, I was like, oh, this will be weird probably to watch commercials because they're about old times when we used to go outside. And that's not the case.
No.
It's like a single person in a kitchen, and they're like, and the one guy was the best. He's like, you're probably not thinking about Taco Bell, but Taco Bell's thinking about you.
Yeah.
And I was like, whoa.
Oh, yeah. Free Doritos Locos Tacos today, which I was like, oh, great. What a day to not go to Taco Bell. Well, really, every day is a day to not go to Taco Bell as far as I'm concerned. But especially on a day where they're like, free tacos. Hey, everyone stay 6 feet apart. Oh, okay. You're going to have fucking teenagers fucking fingering each other in the mouth to get free tacos.
Right.
Like, there's going to be, it's like, wow, numbers are really going down. Like, we're in California, like, it's not spiking as badly as we thought it was going to. I mean, still very terrible, but it's not quite as severe as we thought. And then cut to in 2 weeks from the day Taco Bell gave out free Doritos Locos Tacos, and every teenager in fucking Southern California is dead.
It's just bodies on the ground, just laying on the ground.
Just covered in like nacho cheese Dorito dust.
I know. They're just like, it's so gross. So there's that commercial, and it's just one person in a studio, and I'm like, that's crazy. And then another one was like, for games, it was Fisher Price and all the different. And so they're just showing board games. And you're like, okay, this is a normal commercial for kids and families playing games. But as it pulled out, it was just the people trapped. It was like, you can't leave, so bring the fun home. And I'm like, oh, this is – every commercial is like about doing shit in your house and you're alone and how to entertain yourself. Lincoln, there's a car commercial where they're like
– oh, all the car commercials. I swear to God, it's almost as if they've been waiting for this. Those commercials are like – they fucking knew what was coming, and they're like, no fucking payments for like 36 months. Like, they just want people in there signing a fucking deal. Like, it is crazy.
Yeah. They're just like, we've got all this Bluetooth and Alexa in the Lincoln Navigator, and so you can do shit from your house. And it shows a woman just like scared looking out the window, making her car do things. I'm like, what the fuck? It's like, you're only other sanctuary. It's essentially like, if you want to leave your house, you better have a dog or a fucking Lincoln.
But it's like how they had these on lock. It seems like they must have. It's crazy. Like, there's so many commercials where also it's just here. Every commercial break is for Red Cross for blood donation. And then every single commercial break is like the COVID-19, wash your hands, social distance, don't touch your face. Like, that's literally every commercial break as I'm touching my face. I've been inside all day. It's fine.
Right.
And I've still washed my hands about 70 times.
Yeah, me too. It's crazy. And what my favorite thing, and I don't know if I'm sure they're doing it on the news stations there, but so I was like, let me just watch local news last night. So let me just see, to really get in the feel of what it's like, because especially being in New York City, we're essentially, I'm in Gotham City right now from the first
Batman.
Yeah,
you really are.
Michael Keaton. Like, for real.
Ugh, that's my Batman.
Me too. You know what? I was thinking about it because the news reporters where they can't wear makeup and they're like, I'm like, oh, that's everybody now on TV because everyone's just in their home reporting live from their shitty apartment.
Yeah, and they don't have a makeup crew. So it's just like, ugh.
And even the scene, I was thinking about the scene where Michael Keaton and Kim Basinger are at dinner at the really long table and they're like past the salt and it's this long walk. I was like, social distancing.
Yes.
Yeah. We live in this movie. But so watching it, it's very creepy to watch because, like, people reporting from their homes. Then the commercial breaks. It's like, hey, here at ABC News, we really love you guys. And it's just reporters from some shitty apartment in pajamas being like, stay inside, wash your hands. We'll be back with the weather.
Fox 11, I had one this morning because I do. It's good to be home for lots of reasons. It's really good to be home for Good Day LA. I really miss me some Good Day LA. But yeah, it was like after Good Day LA this morning and it was like, and it was weird. It was all like animated. I'll find it and send it to you. If I can find it on YouTube, we'll try and post it to the Patreon. But it's like, it looks like, what were those toys? Remember the blocky people? Oh, this is going to be a good description. You know, the little like block people? Blocks.
Yes.
I'm saying block people.
Yeah. So, this is not.
Just want to make that clear.
Now, this is Megan and Wendy. If this was Megan and Wendy, if they were saying block people, you'd now
yeah,
could
then
be
watch
like,
out.
Being, yeah.
Then it's like, wow, this quarantine's really changed the show. Yeah. Megan and Wendy would not say don't be racist and wash your hands. They'd say be racist and finger each other's mouths for Doritos Locos Tacos.
Right.
That's the difference between us and our evil counterparts.
Those sexy,
from Scandinavia?
Sexy. They're in Scandinavia. They're just sitting in like one of those like natural hot springs.
Oh, I was thinking
skinny.
Ice thrones. I was envisioning ice thrones, like those ice hotels. They just live in an ice hotel year round.
Here's what we do. We do that and then they have ice thrones. And then for their like break time, the seat on the throne drops and it becomes an ice luge. And it's vodka. And then the vodka luge drops them off into a hot spring.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
So they're getting fucked up because they're not even drinking it. It's just going straight up the coot.
Yep.
So they're getting real fucked up.
Yeah, like Raging Waters. Did you ever go down that one slide at Raging Waters?
The water straight slide? Down guy that just,
yes.
Its job is to put your underwear as deep inside of you as humanly possible. As,
yes.
As plastic slide possible.
Yes.
I don't know.
Did you ever go on that?
Yes, I went on that, and there's one at Wild Rivers, and I went on it one time, and I was like, I'm never going on one of those again. Literally, every single girl that stands up, her bathing suit is gone because it is so deep inside of her asshole. Like, I remember the boys, in sixth grade, this was because Wild Rivers was in Irvine, so it was super close. The fucking little sixth grade shits that we knew, they would like hang out. They'd get kicked out all the time because they'd stand like behind so you could see, like, because the girls would come down and it'd be, you know, like 14-year-old girls at most. Who goes to water parks once they fucking get pubes? Not a lot of people unless you have kids.
No.
But they would like stand and like just look at girl butts. Like they'd get like kicked out by the lifeguards. So I'm sure all those perverts are doing good.
Yeah. But yeah, it'll be a slide like that where we go straight down and vodka that way and it just shoots, boom, right up your coot. Then they're fucked up. And then you get into, just sit in the jacuzzi and then the heat, it circulates through your body quickly. So you get like, you get fucked up and then it cycles out so there's not a hangover. I think it's pretty smart.
It is pretty smart. If only we could do that and not our evil Scandinavian counterparts.
I know.
Who somehow promote racism but also love tacos.
Yeah. Hold on.
Oh, good. What's that?
Someone is buzzing me. Somebody's trying to get inside. Hold on.
Oh, my God. Is it Negan and Vendi?
I don't know. We're about to find out live on the thing. So somebody's trying to get in the building. Everything's fully locked. Hopefully I didn't let a stalker in. Hopefully I just let a delivery person in. But we're going
to
find out.
Who knows? We're about to find out. Guys, this is exciting.
And we're going to find out live on the
thing. How exciting is this?
And, yeah, wait if there's a loud bang at the door. You fucking cunt.
Is Vendi in there?
I'm looking
Where's
for Vendi?
Vendi?
I hear Negan on the other side. I hear Negan on the other line.
On the other side? Soon enough. Don't worry. Soon enough, we're all going to be on the other side, baby.
I know. I don't know. Honestly, like, welcome to New York. I'm like, people need to wear gloves and masks and stop fucking around with this coronavirus. I get one buzz. I don't even look to see who it is. I just let people in the building. So I'm the reason people are not getting coronavirus, but I am possibly the reason people in this building will be getting murdered.
Will be murdered. Death's death. That's what I say.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh,
now there's a dog barking.
I would love if you were going to get murdered in New York, if you were going to die in New York, murder, I think, is the way to go. Because what are you going to go be on a ventilator in the middle of a park? Because they're just setting up hospitals in Central Park now. It's pretty exciting out here.
Did you see in Vegas what they did for homeless people?
Yeah, I saw that. And
if only there was like tens of thousands of vacant hotel rooms right now.
Yeah, if only.
That these people could be housed in. If only. Not a fucking, it looks like fucking Foursquare. They just drew giant Foursquare. So they fucking, ugh. They basically, you guys don't remember Foursquare in school. Like the chalk lines and you bounce the ball to your stupid friends. They did those, but they're for homeless people to sleep in. So that they stay far apart. Also, they do not appear to be 6 feet apart. I think the idea is like you leave an open square between each person.
Right.
It's fucking wild.
Yeah, it did. I saw that. It reminded me of, do you remember like when we have earthquake drills or fire drills in school? And
they're
like, okay, everyone in the blacktop and you have to go stand like and be with your people. And like, that's what it looks like. It's,
yeah.
You just like congregate on asphalt.
Yeah. To die. Hopefully. Yeah. I mean, that's what they're just like, oh. Hopefully they just all die and then we don't have to worry about it anymore. I swear to God, that's what it seems like. Why the fuck would you do? It's crazy to me.
Yeah. Oh, that's for sure. Because, yeah.
That's the grossest thing. People are more upset about like dogs being treated that way. Truly. Which is insane. Like if that was dogs, if people just had a bunch of dogs like stacked in a giant parking lot right now, people would be like, oh, how dare they? These people should be fucking murdered for treating these poor animals this way. And it's people. And they're just like, well, I mean, where, you know, yeah, they're homeless. Where are they supposed to go?
You know, maybe if they planned their lives out better, maybe if they made a better plan, they wouldn't be in this situation. You'd fucking think with what's happening right now, the fact that there's a virus that's gone around that essentially like 80% of the people on the planet are out of a job. There's capitalism is just shut the fuck down. So you
the
think
global
people,
economy doesn't exist at all.
Right. So you would think that maybe people would, when you look at homeless people, you'd be like, huh? Oh, so like how something catastrophic that's happening that's fucking all of us up right now? What if something like that happened to these people? And so like, huh, maybe like have a little bit of compassion and be like, oh man, were we being cunts and we should be like helpful and see if we can help people. You'd think that like they would, but there's some people that still are like, but
this
yeah, they probably,
thing.
I would give them a hotel room, but they're just gonna sit in there and drink booze and do drugs.
Yeah, exactly. Like, fucking, I swear, it's literally, this is, and we've talked about this before. If, let's say you are not a nice person, you are a piece of shit person, you are selfish, you genuinely do not care about others, you don't care about anyone but yourself and your own fucking well-being and how good you do in life. Here's the thing. Don't you think you would selfishly look at that? It's like, be nice to everybody, not because you're a nice person, but just be nice to people because you don't know who could be your boss someday or who could be in a situation to help you out when you need help. So you would think that people who have that mindset right now would be looking at homeless people and as they're at home going, I'm fucked, I can't pay rent, I have no money for groceries, I have nothing. You think they would look at that and be like, seems like I'm like a cunt hair away from being that guy. So like for selfish reasons, maybe we should work out like a better solution for this because I'm almost right where that dude is.
Correct.
Like I just think it's important for guys. Everyone, people can be nice for bad reasons.
Like, right.
This is a situation. If you're a bad person, just fake being nice because you're fucked too. Jeff Bezos, we get it. You want to be the most evil supervillain the world has ever known. Just put that on pause for a sec because you'll be murdered before you can reach that level if you don't fucking get your shit in check. So just pretend to be a nice guy for your own self-interest right now, and then you can go back to being a piece of shit.
Yeah, people don't ask for much. They just want like to not have to pay rent for a few months until they get their jobs back, until they figure out what's happening. Like, that's what they want. And if so, all these rich people, but yeah, it's like, yeah, at this point, I would, if I was super rich, I would be nice and giving lots of money away just so that when there's a revolution and there fucking will be.
Exactly.
This eat the rich thing and people were like joking about it, but now it's like, no. Like, and the other thing too, guess what? Poor people and people like us that can live off fucking mayonnaise and cayenne pepper for fucking weeks.
Yeah. Us and the raccoons.
Yeah. Like that's. I joke with, but I always like, I'm like a human raccoon, right? Like I gather things from different locations and I can eat like weird, like chia seeds in water. And I'm like, this is food. And it's like a napkin. You know, like you can make things work, but this is where they're underestimating. Like you being a sociopath with dealing with a sociopath where you're like, nice try, bitch. You don't even know what, you don't even know what fucking state I'm in. But
I was raised by a sociopath.
Try.
I know exactly what I'm doing.
It's like, the people, and that's like with the homeless people that can survive living on the streets, those are the people that are going to be with us in this fucking battle. Those are people you want on your side because they're immune to fucking everything.
Dude, it's also just like, again, first of all, eat the rich. Hit me up for some eat the rich cookies when all this is over. I'll send them to you for free. Dude, like, I don't think rich people quite understand what the rest of us, because pretty much everybody's in the same boat, no matter where you're at, unless you're super wealthy. Literally, all it is, please, I cannot pay rent for 3 months. And here's the thing, I get it. There's landlords need money, because a lot of people, that's their job. They own properties, they collect rent, that is how they feed their families, all of this. Okay, this just, you have a full shutdown on money. Because otherwise it is going to be a fucking serious, crazy situation where people are going to lose their minds. Everyone's going to be homeless. This is going to fucking make the Great Depression look like a walk in the park. Seriously. Like, just let people not pay rent for 3 months and figure it out. Subsidize these people that, like, need the money for, you know, to feed their families that own these buildings. Because I get it. Some people just own, like, maybe, like, you know, a 10-unit building. Or whatever. It's not all huge corporations that own these massive fucking apartment complexes. A lot of people just own like a couple little properties and that's how they make. But you can't be asking people to pay for rent. Leah got a thing from her landlord that she's knocking off some money, but she's expected to pay it back when this is all over. So it's like, but that still doesn't matter. And also like, right. You know, again, New York, LA, $1,200, everybody's getting $1,200. Cool. Well, that $1,200 still won't cover Leah's rent. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, and that's with a landlord being like, hey, I'm going to give you a break. Like, people are fucked. People are seriously fucked. And if you ask people to pay rent and they end up getting, because that's the thing, there's no evictions right now.
Right.
There's nothing been put in place yet for when this is all over and people who haven't been able to make any income for, you know, maybe it's 3 months probably is what it's going to be. And then you go, okay, cool. Well, now you owe me 3 months rent right now. Nobody's going to be able to do it. Even if you did some sort of payment plan, you're burying people under debt that they'll never climb out of, mm-hmm. that they would not have gotten in the first place. And then it's, well, okay, well, now I can evict you. So you're talking about, like, mass evictions.
Right. Well, and a lot of these people that are losing their jobs, like, for example, the people that are out of work now because of this, it's not like once this is over, the people that have lost work, it's not like they get and they go, okay, we start back up on Monday. That's not what this is. The people that are working from home still have jobs. But the people that are losing their jobs are like small business owners who they just are mm-hmm. the bodega around the corner. I went to go buy cigarettes and I was like, oh, let me go buy from them. And because they were closed but early the other night. But I'm like, oh, they're probably because it's nighttime. So they're closing early. They're fucking done. They're shut down. So you look at like, so small business owners and people like that, even like you guys, like with farmers markets, you look at stuff. It's like, so not only are, it's not like you get to walk back in the office and everything's set up. The infrastructure for most of the businesses where people have no work, the infrastructure for the business is actually gone. And you look at even like live performers, like with comedy, with you know, just live shows, like that doesn't just start up again. People, it's not how it works. It's going to take a few more months to get businesses going. And to start a business, you need capital. And so, like, it's people are not, it's wild that they're not, like, that they don't realize it yet because it seems so obvious. And especially because the thing that's making everybody sick to where we can't leave our homes, like the way to solve it is to be in a home. So yeah. If we're like, okay, there's a problem. Industry shut down because no one will stay inside and no one's got money. Well, if you can't pay be on the street and you're like, okay, now that seems counterintuitive, does it not? Doesn't it seem like let's do what we can to keep people in their homes and sheltered and like fed? Otherwise, you're going to have a bunch of people, like you said, pissed off, homeless, and just getting each other more sick.
Yeah.
It does not make sense that people are so against the rent freeze. It does. It's wild to me.
A lot of things don't make sense to me, though, yeah. That to me seem pretty, like, this is pretty common sense shit. It's also pretty common sense shit that it's, that viruses don't have nationalities. So, you know what I mean? Like, these are things that to you and me and our listeners and, you know, regular ass sane people, it's like, duh. Yeah. No. Yeah, of course. This is the easiest and honestly only solution. Like, this is what we have to do. And then there's people that are stupid and greedy and genuinely do not give a fuck about anyone else, which is why I'm saying, you guys, just fucking fake it for a minute. It will serve you better in the long run. If you pretend to be a good guy for a little bit, you can totally go back to being a bad guy. But you need to pretend like you give a shit right now, because otherwise, if shit really hits the fan, people will, hello, what do you want? Okay, great. We're stealing things. Oh, Cooling Alamos. Yeah, let's raid her bathroom. Thank you. I'm working. I'm making us money. Do you want anything from Las Golondrinas? Of course I want something from Las Golondrinas. Okay, I love you very much. Okay, I love you. Goodbye. That was important. You better fucking leave that in.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to.
Yeah, we're fucking... It's... God damn it, guys. That was perfect timing. So I'm like, hey, if you're a bad guy, just pretend to be a good guy for a minute. Cut to my best friend walking in the bedroom like, dude, we got to raid my sister's bathroom. She left a whole bunch of shit here. Oh, fuck yeah. Let's do that. Steal all her shit. Cooling aloe mist. Fuck yeah. What else you got in there?
That's an example. She's like, hey, will you come watch my third grade child? And you're like, yeah. We're going to homeschool your kid. We'll take care of your kid when you go to work. That's being a nice person just long enough so that you can steal all her shit. Always, at least, like you said, see, that's a perfect example. Pretend to be nice.
Yeah. Thank you.
Done.
It's guys, look at how it's working out. You think I'm fucking teaching this little asshole anything? Nope. I'm teaching him how to steal things from his mother. That's what I'm teaching him.
Wait, so what are you guys doing for his schooling? How is that working?
Like, oh, okay. So this is good. I'm sure. Also, again, this is MomCast. This is TeacherCast. This is COVIDCast. We got We do it all. We do it all here at Pussy Fart Gang. I'm sure plenty of our listeners are probably in the same boat where they're like having to do homeschool because literally no school is open in this country or world. He's in third grade. He, I think, which a lot of kids, I wasn't like this. He hates homework. He does not want to do schoolwork at all. It's like pulling teeth. It's also, there's some other complicated things going on. Like, you know, I don't know, the end of the world, which he's stressed about. So, but his homework is basically like 3 pages of reading comprehension, 3 pages of like simple subtraction. And then today we get to, and I say get to because I'm excited, we get to watch a video about the difference between tornadoes and hurricanes.
Cool.
So it's all like simple shit, but like this is the thing. And I'm sure plenty of our friends and listeners do not have perfect children like we obviously were. It makes you, dude, teachers have it fucking rough, like so rough. And also, it's really hard to tell a kid to do their homework at home when they can do literally anything else. Like, especially his age. I think like older kids, it's probably pretty easy. Or easier, at least. But like he doesn't understand 100% what's going on. He knows like there's stuff going on.
Yeah.
But to him, it's just like he literally thinks he's just on like spring break.
Right.
Like he's still calling it homework, and I'm like, no, dude, this isn't homework. This is like you're in school right now. Like this isn't just you can do this and then go, you know, play video games or whatever. Like you would be in school for all day. So we're going to read and we're going to do stuff all day. And that is really fucking hard to tell an 8-year-old kid.
Yeah. Well, and especially because it's weird because you want to explain it to them but not freak them out.
Exactly.
Do you know? Because you don't want to like...
This, I saw this. This is cool. I didn't really look into it, so I don't even know if it's true. I didn't click the article. Do you remember Nick News?
Yes.
When we were kids? Linda Everly. Wasn't it Linda Everly? Or something. It was bugging me. I couldn't remember her name last night. But Nick News, if you guys don't remember, or you were born in the year 2000, they would explain like like crazy big things. I remember they had like Bill Clinton on, like one time. Like they would explain like if there like war and like serious adult stuff. Try to explain to like kids,
right.
And I guess they're going to do one of those with Kristen Bell hosting it about coronavirus.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Which I think is a fantastic idea. Because it is. Yeah. It's like my friend's daughter who, like, you know, we saw them. They were in their driveway the other day. We went for a walk and we were in the street. The nice thing about this is apparently you can drink beers anywhere. Everywhere's fucking Vegas because, like, nobody gives a shit. We just walked. We walked, like, 2 miles with a backpack cooler full of beers just, like, drinking Coors Light. Nobody gave a fuck. But, like, she's 4 and she sees us and wants to, like, literally starts running over to me to, like, jump on me because she's 4 and I haven't seen her in, you know, 5 months. She comes running over to me and I throw my arm out like get away. And her parents are yelling. We're yelling. Like everybody's like, no, stop, get away. Okay, she's 4. She doesn't understand. So she immediately gets very sad and like super embarrassed. And I'm like, dude, I want to like give you like a million hugs and kisses, but it's just right now we can't really like touch anybody. And she's like over and like in her mom's like lap, like, you know, she's sad. She doesn't get it. So what just happened for her comprehension is she saw a friend and went over to give her a hug. And the response from every adult was, no, stop it. Get the fuck away.
Dude, so that's going to be.
Who knows what long-term implications this is going to have on children's intimacy issues.
I was going to say, in 20 years, she's going to be reading Stop Doing That Shit. It'll be like, what's your word? Why do you feel like you're unlovable and like you're too dirty to be touched? And like,
yeah, exactly.
So she's going to be like, huh, what was a triggering memory? Oh, got it.
Yeah, I went
to go hug someone and everyone fucking screamed.
Yeah. I went to go hug someone I've known since the day I was born. And just many adults, like, it wasn't, but it might as well have been literally like the whole neighborhood came out and just like screamed at her. Because it was just, we were like, no, stop.
It's like, what was that movie? I never saw it, but I saw the commercials for it, the previews for it. It was John Krasinski and his wife, something like Quiet.
Oh, that terrible Quiet Place. They're making a second one. That movie. Yeah, was like that stupid Bird Box movie.
Yeah, see, but that's, but what's so funny is I've never seen either of those, and I should probably watch them because. Am I correct in assuming that it's like a very simple allegory and you're like, okay, moving on.
Yep. And stupid.
What's interesting is we're living in that now, but instead of sight or sound, it's touch, which is crazy. We're living in like a really bad M. Night Shyamalan movie.
Yeah.
For sure.
I know. Which is like, what it's so fucked up because it is. It's like what happened with my friend's kid the other day. But it's like when a baby's born and the most important thing is that skin-to-skin contact. You know, like right after a baby's born, like put the baby on your bare chest. Like touch the baby. Like it's so important. And it's like, oh, cool. Like now the one thing everyone's like, whatever you do, don't touch your loved ones. The more you love them, the less you need to touch them.
Yeah.
It's like, fucking crazy.
I know. It is. And it's just like, and it's a weird thing too, because like walking down, like today I went for a run and you'll see people out, and even people are out. Like it is interesting because there are people with like no gloves and no masks, and they're just like bumping into each other, passing each other on the running path. And then there'll be the people that have masks on, and we're just like, but we can't emote to each other because like you can't really see our facial expressions. Yeah. So it's just like a bunch of bank robbers with sunglasses kind of facing each other. Just but like, I'm like, I guess we all know we're like smiling at each other.
Or making this face.
You're like, look at this fucking asshole. Can't
fucking believe it.
But you'll see, and it's almost like opposing magnets. You'll be walking down the street, and you see people start to, like, instead of people just, like, walk away from each other. And it's fucking, it's good
is very
people
weird.
Are doing it, but it's so strange.
Well, it's so strange, and to me, it's still that point where I'm like, there's a fucking middle ground, people. Like, you don't need to like cover yourself in plastic wrap or never leave your house again, but also like don't be running down the street sweating and you know what I mean, like huffing and puffing out of your mouth in big clumps of people. Like, again, it's the sooner everybody fucking just deals with it and is responsible, the sooner it's over. Like we talked about this, once you have 2 weeks and you know you don't have it, and you know that, like, you know, like me and Wendy, if we were in the same city, we know that both of us have been staying inside and being safe. In 2-3 weeks, we could start, like, come to your house, wash my hands, disinfect the doorknobs and everything we are both going to touch. You could start seeing people again. You just have to know that you're seeing people that aren't fucking idiots. Like, that's the scary thing, is, like, people that are just, like, saying that they're quarantining and not.
Yeah.
Like, and I get, also that's the other thing, is like straight a lot of people are quarantined and they're doing all the right things. They're not seeing anybody. They're not like going, whatever, but they're still going to the grocery store. So it's like, well, then you're still going at, like, you know what I mean? It's very, which yeah, you have to go to the grocery store. I'm not saying don't do that, but it's like, that doesn't count.
Right.
As not going out. You're still going out. Like, it's, I mean, a lot of places are taking it super seriously, but you're still, like, you're at the register, and when I was at Target, that girl's still as close to me as since before this happened. Some places are starting to put up plexiglass, which is fucking crazy, between cashiers and people checking out.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, you go in, when I got cigarettes, I went to this place, she had like a mask and gloves. Like, I looked in before I walked in, the chick at the register had a mask and gloves on, and they had the blue tape, and you just kind of stand over there, and you're like, I want that, and she's like, okay, and she puts it on the counter, and then walks over, and then I go, it's like,
yeah,
but it's like, it's not difficult, it's different, and it's weird, but it just takes like a few extra minutes, and again, we're not going to work, we got time to kill, so fucking spend 5 extra minutes washing yourself and taking a step back, and like...
The glove thing, too, I'm like, just wear gloves. I fucking yelled at Leah went to the grocery store the other day and she didn't bring any of my gloves and I fucking screamed at her when she got back. She walked in, I made her wash her hands immediately, and then I Clorox wiped the fucking doorknobs and like everything in the apartment. I was like, just take that. She's like, ugh. And I'm like, just could you just do this for me? Like, you can think it's stupid. That's fine. Because she's like, just wash. And I'm like, but also that's fucking Fox News had some cunt on and somebody asked like the same 10 questions everyone keeps asking. Does wearing gloves really do anything? Do we really have to wear gloves? And this fucking cunt was like, I mean, you know, I don't think people should be wearing gloves. It's more important to be washing your hands. And this is, listen to the way, which he's not wrong. He goes, you know, people wear these gloves and they don't think about it. You touch something with the gloves, you get germs on the gloves, and then you touch your face. And I'm like, what fucking idiot is touching their face while with the gloves on?
Yeah.
The point is that that's exactly the point. The germs get on the gloves and then you can... Have you ever watched a medical show like this? Have you ever been to the doctor? You touch the right. germy stuff with the protective barrier over your hands, and then you take the glove off. You don't fucking like put your hand in trash with a glove on and then rub it all over your body and then be like, right. How did I get what? I wore the glove.
I had gloves on. And then what'd you do? And then I did an exfoliating mask
with the glove on. Yeah. And I changed my tampon with the glove on. I don't understand why I have this terrible yeast infection.
It's so weird. All I didn't know. Okay, so here's what I did today. Here's what I did before you get all pissy. I wore gloves. I did the mask. I changed my tampon. And then I had a quick bowl of mayonnaise. And the dishes weren't clean. So I finger fed myself some mayonnaise.
I finger fucked mayonnaise into my mouth.
Right. And then I finger fucked some 14-year-old in the mouth for a taco.
But again, keep in mind, I'm wearing gloves this whole time. And right. I don't change them once. I don't change them once. So it's the same pair of gloves.
Right. So also conserving the environment. So, I mean, I feel like I don't even know why you're being such a dick to me.
Yeah, okay, there's some Doritos Locos nacho cheese on these gloves now. But it's only because there's all this mayonnaise stuck to them from earlier.
I don't know why you're being such a bitch. You're being such a fucking nerd. Oh, I have to Clorox everything down, you fucking loser. That's what I feel like walking around. I truly feel like with all my gear on, and it's Upper East Side, and it's a rich white thing, okay? Not that it has to be white, but it is, it's not weird if people understand it. It's this upper class, especially when they call it the Chinese virus, which is like so dumb. There's this mentality that people have of like, oh, like the Black Plague. Well, the nobles didn't get it. It was all the serfs. They're just washing their face in pig slop. That's not what this is. And so you have on the Upper East Side, people just walking around and they look at you. When I have a mask on, they look at me like, oh, look at this diseased bitch running around. It's like, no, motherfucker, you're the gross one. You're the gross one.
It's fucking. Also, did you say muggles?
I said serfs. And then I maybe said like rolling around in mud puddles. But oh. I like muggles.
I thought you said muggles.
I wish. You know, back in before the Renaissance. It was the serfs and the muggles. Oh, you're pointing at Leah. I was like, what are you?
Sorry.
I was like, are you having a stroke?
Guys, great news. Like we have a guest. Spell. We have a guest. Nacho. Nacho.
Nacho. Hi.
Nacho's on the mic. Oh, I hope we're getting that. I hope we're getting some of this. He's literally just smelling the mic like a little idiot. Hey, you ugly asshole. I love you. He's really cute.
He's smelling the mic. He's licking the mic. And we're like, you guys need to be standing here. Hold on.
Change your gloves.
Let me let this dog lick the microphone real quick. And I'm back.
Yeah. Hold on. This is important. I need this dog to lick this microphone. Then I need to lick the microphone. Then I'm going to take this microphone condom off, send it to Wendy. She's going to lick it.
Right. But keep in mind, the whole time we're wearing gloves. Okay?
Yeah, covered in mayonnaise, fucking dripping in it.
I mean, if you want to be a loser and Clorox everything, that's fine. If you're happy with that, then that's fine. If you don't like mayonnaise on your
press 9 at any time.
brings me down. I'm trying to figure out how I can get away, or at least keep myself from going insane. Put my headphones in and I press play. It's a brand new day with the Pussy Fart Gang. With the Pussy Fart Gang. With the Pussy Fart Gang.